Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. In April 1993, the Wilmington Blue Rocks brought minor league baseball back to Delaware. Since then, the club has consistently drawn fans to its Frawley Stadium home on the Wilmington Riverfront. And along the way, there's been a handful of Carolina League championships and early glimpses at major league stars like Johnny Damon, Carlos Beltran, Mike Sweeney, Eric Hosmer, and Salvador Perez. This week, the Rocks opened their 25th anniversary season, and in this week's In Light May, we offer both a look back and ahead, starting with our conversation with Assistant General Manager Andrew Lehman, who's among those who've been with the team all 25 years.
Is it hard to believe it's been 25 years of Blue Rocks baseball?
Yeah, it really is. It's flown by. I really can't believe it. It's been my second lifetime. You know, ever since I got out of college, this is where I've been, and it's really, really hard to believe we've gotten this is the point we're at.
Take me back to that first opening day. I know there was the rain that pushed it back a day, and then the incredibly dramatic victory in that first game. Just kind of take me back to like what you remember from that first thing.
Well, I think everyone would probably agree it was complete chaos, controlled chaos, thankfully. But I think we got our CO for the stadium that afternoon at like 3 o'clock. We got everything done as best we could to be able to open for the people. The number of people that actually came, and the weather was so bad. They were lined up down the ramps into the gravel park. There was no parking lots. We had to bus people in. It was just crazy. It was crazy.
I know people forget like how wild that whole off season was getting ready. That this stadium, because of the weather, wasn't on time. Just looking back at that, I mean, is it kind of crazy to think that it was like that much of a whirlwind just to get this thing started?
Yeah, looking back on it, I mean, it's a true testament, really, to Matt Minker, who was the general contractor and a part owner at the time. And it was just, he just willed it to happen. And we had a great staff, a lot of young people, within their first couple of years in baseball. So it wasn't like a huge veteran staff, but everybody worked well together, and we just made it happen. And it was really Matt's will upon everybody to just make sure we were here and open up and ready to go that day.
You mentioned Matt Minker, and certainly what we see today after 25 years is really a testament to the vision that he had, not just that initial vision of getting the stadium built and getting the team going, but really the way he kind of crafted this organization during his time running it.
Yeah, Matt was a fantastic person to work with. Miss him every day. Fortunate to have his son Clark as part of the ownership group now. And Matt, like you said, Matt just created this vision that you were going to follow, and you just believed in him, and you never had any doubts that it wasn't going to happen. Matt always said it was going to happen, it was going to open, not to worry about it, and you just believed in him. That's just the kind of person he was.
Talk to me a little bit about maybe some of your fondest memories of Blue Rocks baseball. Is there a season or a memory or two that really just kind of, for you, are like, okay, this is what life in the Blue Rocks has been like over these 25 years?
Not particularly anything that stands out. The All-Star games were always fun. That 94 team, the first Carolina League championship, that was amazing. We had a heck of a run from 94 to 99. They won four championships. So that was pretty neat. Those are some really neat times. Some really, really good players, good teams. And it was fun. It was fun. It still is fun, but back then it was, you're witnessing it for the first time. That 94 season was just magical.
You mentioned the players. I mean, and we've seen so many great players come through here from those first years where you saw the John Liebers, the Johnny Damons, through the Mike Sweeneys to the Eric Hosmers. Just your kind of thoughts on the players who've come through here, and are there ones that maybe for you really kind of defined what this organization's about?
I think the one player that really defines what this organization about is probably Mike Sweeney. He's just so well liked. He's such a nice person. He comes back. He still remembers people's names. He's still in contact with his host family. His spirit and his attitude, and it's just contagious. When he walks in the room, he smiles. He makes you smile, and he's just friendly. He's just a family friendly guy, and that's what this place is all about. And Mike just embodies that spirit.
You mentioned the host families, and people know that the attendance here has always been very, very strong. But you also have this kind of community support as well with host families and through other things that the team does in the community. How important has that been to have that kind of ongoing community support to get to 25 years?
Oh, it's huge. Without it, we wouldn't be here. There's plenty of minor league cities that the market kind of just dried up because the community support isn't there, and we're fortunate to be in a great community. Wilmington and the surrounding areas have been wonderful to the team. We're going on our 25th year of a host family program where all the players stay with local families. They don't have to live in apartments. They don't have to find their own places to live, and it's worked out great. That's coordinated by an individual named Bill Mitchell, who's volunteers to do it. And he does a fantastic job of placing players with the families. And it kind of gives the players some ownership in the city, too, because they're living with families instead of just being in a hotel and going back and forth to the ballpark every day. That kind of ingrains them into the community, too.
Is there a reason you think, or maybe reasons you think, why the team has had such a successful connection to this community? Again, not only through like the host families, but just the year in and year out attendance that you guys see.
I think a lot of it is being the only... Well, other than this 87ers, but for the longest time, we were really the only professional sports team in Delaware. And it was something for people to call their own. You know, Delaware kind of sticks to themselves, and to have the Blue Rocks here, I think, was important to a lot of people in the community. A lot of the business, I can't thank the business community enough for the support they've given us over the years. And I think just being Delaware's only team, that's kind of the draw to the community. I think people take a lot of pride in that. It's not Philadelphia, it's not Baltimore, it's actually Delaware's own thing.
Is there something you point to with pride about what this team has done in the community or what it's meant for the community that you can look at and say, like, you know what, this is what we're all about?
I just think it's the family side of it. You know, you see people now who came here as kids who now are bringing their kids. And when we first got here in 93, it was the same thing. It was grandparents bringing their grandkids. You know, that had come to the old ballpark at Governor Prince. And so it's kind of nice. It's all about the family atmosphere, and it's nice to – you see people in the community like, oh, I love bringing my kids there. It's a great place to go. It's fun. I can let them run around. It's safe. So that's what is most important to us, that we're a family-friendly place, and I think we've been able to maintain that. And I think the community appreciates that.
Thanks to Blue Rocks Assistant General Manager Andrew Lehman for his time. Now we turn to Rocks play-by-play man and Media Relations Director Matt Janis for a look ahead to what fans can expect in this 2017 season.
This organization prides itself on being a fun family atmosphere. Is there a little bit more incentive going into this 25th anniversary season to kind of really, you know, drive that home with fans that, you know, here we are and we've been here for 25 years and we're glad that you keep coming out and watching these games?
Yeah, we take a lot of pride with the success we've had over the last quarter century, and one of the things that we talked about with consistency during all the planning sessions in the off season was, let's make this a special year. It's a silver season, 25 years. Let's make it a season-long celebration. So we've really tried to put things in the promotional schedule over the course of the year that fans will enjoy and that'll just kind of remind them that we've been a part of, for many of our fans, most of their lives now at this point.
One of the things you guys do have scheduled is having some names come back from the past, some blasts from the past. Can you give us a little hint of who might be showing up at the ballpark this year?
You know, that's still kind of up in the air with the baseball schedule. So many people are still working in baseball that, you know, we feel like we have a date, and then all of a sudden that date doesn't turn to work. So the idea is to get some people back, but we're going to honor people over the course of the year. That's going to be a big part of what it's going to be. We're also doing a bobblehead series over the course of the year, which is something new this season. We've always done bobbleheads in the past, but this year we put together six, and they're actually going to come together into one commemorative item. So if you come out to every game, they will turn into one keepsake to represent the 25 seasons. It's six of our best players, and it's just something that I think we partner with Bank of America on, that people are really going to feel special and take back some of the memories when they leave with a bobblehead keepsake.
Are there some other things you're doing promotional-wise or giveaway-wise that try to connect people to that 25th anniversary?
So every Saturday, we're going to wear the throwback uniforms. We're bringing back the throwbacks this year. One of the things we always hear from the fans, how much they love those original jerseys. So on Saturday nights at Frawley Stadium this year, we're going to be in the throwback jerseys. And we're also going to wear them on other special nights as well. And it's going to feel like 1993 inside the ballpark. Then we're going to bring back all the season ticket holders who have been here all 25 years. They're going to get honored on the field before the game, so we're really looking forward to that because we wouldn't be here without those folks. Our game staff, believe it or not, we have people that have been on our game staff, just hourly employees that have been here all 25 years. We're going to honor those folks on the field before the game, and just over the course of the season, on different Saturdays, we'll have people throw out first pitches that have been part of the community, and, you know, partners, advertising partners, groups that have been coming out for 25 years, just to reach out and make sure they know how much we appreciate them and to be honored in front of all the fans. That's going to be a big hallmark of what we do this year.
Out of curiosity, how many season ticket holders are there that have been here the whole 25 years?
You know, that's been the most interesting thing about it is the back and forth with people of, well, were you here all 25 years? Did you miss it for a year? But it looks like it's somewhere in the neighborhood of about 25 to 50 people were here all 25 years, and then hopefully about 10 to 15 of them are going to be able to make it out. If you have that kind of dedication, I mean, that's 70 games that we're talking about basically every night, every other week. And to have that kind of dedication to the Blue Rocks, boy, we can't thank them enough.
You do have some other promotions that aren't necessarily tied to the 25th anniversary. Just tell people about some of the other things they can expect this season at the ballpark.
Well, you got your hallmark at Frawley Stadium. The Cowboy Monkey Rodeo is back. We were the place that found it in minor league baseball, brought it to the baseball field. It's one of our most popular promotions. The fans ask about it every year. We're bringing it back five times this season, record-setting number, so we're really looking forward to that. The other thing that we're doing for another season is the Mega Candy Drop. Our owner, Dave Heller, one of the members of the ownership group, he actually invented that out in Idaho. We bring a helicopter over the field, and they drop candy in the outfield, and then the crowd will kind of go scatter and try to pick up the candy and take whatever they can get. So that was a really popular one. That's back by popular demand this year.
And obviously there is baseball too. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts on the team that you see and what Blue Rocks baseball may look like on the field this year.
You know, I'm really excited about it. Last year was kind of a transition year. The Royals have been so successful over the last 5 or 6 years, and after putting all of their attention towards the minor league side and their prospects and building it up, I mean, the Royals had the best system in minor league baseball for what seemed like 3 or 4 years. Their attention went to the major league side. So you know, the product was a little rougher, but this season there was kind of that gap that's been filled in. I think there's going to be a lot of talented players, a lot of guys that you're going to be seeing play in the majors in a few years, and you get that sneak peek. I think people really appreciate that I saw that guy when, and you'll get plenty of opportunities for that this year.
Thanks to Blue Rocks play-by-play man and media relations director Matt Janis and assistant general manager Andrew Lehman for enlightening us this week. For more on the Rocks' 25th anniversary season, including game tickets, head to BlueRocks.com. And that's a wrap on this week's edition of The Green. The stories and interviews you've heard are online right now at DelawarePublic.org. Just head to The Green's page on our website. And remember, you can also check out The Green via podcast at our website and on iTunes and the NPR One app. We'd also like to hear from you. Give us your feedback and story ideas on our Facebook page, on Twitter at TheGreenDE, or by emailing us at TheGreen@DelawarePublic.org. Thanks to all those who helped make today's show possible, contributor Eileen Dalabrida, Delaware Public Media's Mark Earhart, James Dawson, and Katie Pikus, as well as our president and station manager, Casey Houts. For all of them and the rest of the staff here at Delaware Public Media, I'm Tom Byrne saying thanks for joining us this week, and we'll see you again next week on The Green, where Delaware explores its common ground.